Thousands of desperate immigrants have tried to enter Europe this year by storming Spain's two North African enclaves, Ceuta and Melilla. Several of the immigrants have died in controversial clashes there with Spain's civil guard. Border interdiction is one side of the guard's work, but there's a little-known civil guard division called EDATI that actually helps immigrants who've already snuck in. The world's Jerry Haddon tagged along with an EDATI patrol on the Costa del Sol in Spain's south.
As a sub-Saharan African immigrant on Spain's Sunshine Coast, it's hard to hide. Most folks down here are white, as in English white, vacationers. Which makes the job of Agent Juane easier. She and EDATE agents Pepe and Santiago, they wouldn't give their last names, spend their days seeking out undocumented immigrants. Spotting them's a cinch. Talking to them is the hard part. Juane spots two young men sitting on a bench. They're black, and they're carrying bags of DVDs and beach towels to sell. Shall I approach them, she says. Maybe they'll talk to me. Usually the immigrants bolt at a cop's approach, she says. But sometimes she gets lucky, as a woman and dressed in plain clothes. All she needs is 30 seconds to convince them she means no harm. She introduces herself as the two young men glance around nervously. One of them slips away. The fellow who stays explains why they're so skittish. If you have a deportation order against you, he says, and you have a problem with the police on the street, they'll pick you up and send you to prison. If you have a good lawyer, you might get out, but if you don't have any money, you'll get deported back to your country. Juane explains she is not here to detain them. We're simply a window for you guys to communicate any problems you might be having, she says. In other words, EDATI's job is outreach, informing immigrants of their basic rights and helping them defend them, even though they don't have papers. Slowly, the guy relaxes. If you don't have a work contract, you can't get residency papers, he complains. It's very complicated. You get by however you can. We're not supposed to sell stuff here, but if I don't do it, how will I live, he asks. I have to pay for rent, utilities, and food. Juane listens, nods. These small EDATE teams, there are 12 of them on the Mediterranean coast, can't help immigrants get documents, but they can help those who are being exploited simply because they don't have them. Near the posh coastal resort of Marbella, they're helping Mossein, a 36-year-old Moroccan. Mossein says he worked as a groundskeeper for a wealthy businesswoman here for 2 years. She gave him room and board, he says, but not a penny in promised pay. He takes the EDATI trio to the mansion where he used to work and which his former boss has since sold. When I think about it, I feel really bad, Mossein says. I can't sleep. I'm 36 years old and my life is totally up in the air because of this woman. The EDATI crew photograph the house, take Mossein's statement, building a case against his former boss. Then a former co-worker, also Moroccan, comes by. The woman always paid me, she says, but because I have working papers. I'm not surprised, says Agent Santiago, taking her statement too. Employers know that they can take advantage of people without papers, he says. That's why we're here. When EDATI agents find the woman, they say, proceedings will begin. The odd nature of EDATI's work isn't lost on these career officers. There's been some public grumbling within the force. We're risking our lives on Spain's borders to keep illegals out, they say, while you guys make life easier for them once they're in. But for Agent Pepe, there's no contradiction.
También canalizamos información que nos puede llegar de...
They're here, he says. Someone has to help them. And he says they help the civil guard. We can channel information from these immigrants that otherwise we wouldn't find out about, he says. They're victims, but also sometimes witnesses to other crimes. If we didn't give them this chance to talk to us without fear, we might not find out a lot of things. We'd be marginalizing them from the rest of society, where the immigrants might fall into lives of crime themselves. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Costa del Sol, Spain.
You can go to PRI.org to see a video Jerry sent us of Spain's nice police in action.